Section 5. Listen to the following interview.
I'd like to ask you a few questions about France.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
What is the attitude of people in France now towards English?
A lot better. A lot better. French language used to be the diplomatic language a long time ago. And it used to be a language used at the United Nations or in Europe and so on. It was an official language. More and more in business circles, politics circles and so on, English is the main language. It's the universal language, international language. So most French people now, young people, can speak English. But we are French. So we must also use a French language.
Hmm, I see. And is there sometimes slang that comes from English that's in the French language now? Sometimes
slangs.
Le weekend or something like that.
Okay, but are those slangs? No, they're just expressions, words. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do have weekend and bulldozer and pullover, which is a sweater, okay. Mm-hmm. We do have words like that, yes. And now, like, okay, a bulldozer, we say bulldozer in French. It's a French pronunciation, mm-hmm. but it truly comes from English.
I see.
And mm-hmm. it's spelled the same way as in English, and we don't even think it's English anymore.
Yeah,
it's a French word.
It's a French word. Right. What stereotypes do Japanese people seem to have of France? What do they think about French people?
Japanese people think that we French people are very proud of being French. They think also that we drink wine every day starting in the morning. They even think that we give alcohol to our kids quite from a young age, which we don't, of course.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot of stereotypes like that. The Japanese like fashion, food, and perfumes, and so on. Okay, so that's what they know.
I see.
What they think they know.
What about the opposite? What do French people often think about when they think of Japan? What are their images?
The French people, okay, they think, first of all, that the Japanese work a lot. That the Japanese society isn't a free society, meaning that the rules, not the law, but the rules of society are quite heavy on the Japanese. That Japanese houses are very small, which is not true. In fact, I read something the other day, an article which was written that the Japanese, in average, has a larger house than the French people. That's the kind of stereotypes they have. Yeah.
Mm, okay, thank you. When you first came to Japan, was there anything that surprised you?
Well, everything surprised me. In fact, after maybe, I don't know, 6 months or a year here in Japan, I was so used to everything being different that it wasn't a problem anymore. When you know that everything is the opposite, then it's easy. You just have to do it the other way around, right? That's what surprised me most, I think.
I see. Uh-huh. Are there any ways that you find Japan and France to be similar?
I don't know. Well, I think that the people, even though the customs are different, way of doing things are different, but the people are quite the same. I mean, they have hearts, they speak, they work, they sleep, they love, they have babies and so on. So
people are the same everywhere.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Very close.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Okay. Is there something that you miss about France?
Not that much. Sometimes, yes, food, wine, cheese, those kind of things. Okay, that sometimes I miss it, yeah.
Is there anything that you find you miss about Japan when you go back?
Yes, the French attitude is different. In Japan, you are always careful, how could I say that, not to confront other people in what you say, what you do, or how you react, and so on. You are always very careful, which in Europe people don't do. I mean, they attack you straight, and sometimes it's quite hard on you, which I'm not used to anymore. So sometimes, yes, I think after a month in France, when I go to France on vacation, after 3-4 weeks, then I start to feel like going home, which is in Japan.
I understand.